USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday did not go well, a senior Ukrainian official told CNN. Amid disagreements over the risk levels of a Russian attack, a Ukrainian soldier was speaking with NBC News via a translator.
We're in good spirits, and we have no problems.
The White House, however, disputed the official's account, warning that anonymous sources were leaking falsehoods. They did state that Biden warned Zelensky an imminent invasion is a distinct possibility. An Android phone fleeceware campaign has been discovered that began nearly 2 years ago, involving Google Play Store apps that were downloaded at least 105 million times. Being called Dark Herring, the app sent worldwide users to deceptive web pages that signed the users up for reoccurring charges that averaged $15 per month. Thanks for listening in a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A suspect that shot three Houston, Texas police officers Thursday has been apprehended.
The suspect, who shot and wounded three Houston police officers after they responded to a domestic disturbance, has finally turned himself in after being barricaded in a home. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The suspect at 7:45 surrendered, walked out of the house with his hands up. He had an apparent gunshot wound to the neck. He's been transported to the hospital.
All three officers are now in stable condition. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the shooting highlights the dangers that law enforcement face every day. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse is going back to court. A Wisconsin judge will hear arguments Friday on whether prosecutors should return the rifle he used in self-defense during the Kenosha riots of 2020. A jury last year acquitted him of multiple charges, including homicide. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Justice Stephen Breyer announces his retirement this summer from the Supreme Court of the United States.
And I thought about what I might say to you, and I'd like to say something I enjoy is talking to high school students, grammar school students, college students, even law school students. And they'll come around and ask me, what is it you find particularly meaningful about your job? What sort of gives you a thrill? And that's not such a tough question for me to answer. It's the same thing. Day one, almost, up to day, I don't know how many. But what I say to them is, look, I sit there on the bench, and after we hear lots of cases, and after a while, the impression, it takes a while, I have to admit, but the impression you get is, you know, as you well know, this is a complicated country. There are more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible. And it's a kind of miracle. When you sit there and see all those people in front of you, people that are so different in what they think, and yet they've decided to help solve their major differences under law.
Four NFL teams remain in the Super Bowl hunt. The two games will be played on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.